The latest from podnews.net. It's a long one today. Rajar, the UK radio and audio measurement company, have released their Midas research for Q4 2018 that contains research about multi-platform use of audio, including podcast use. Among the highlights, 12% of UK adults listen to podcasts weekly. They're mostly male, they're mostly young. Two-thirds of listening is done on a mobile phone, mostly while driving or working. Only 1% of podcast listening is done on a smart speaker. Listen Again appears regularly on these graphs separately, which is catch-up radio from the BBC and some commercial stations. If you ask us, there are technical differences, but we think there's no difference in consumer behaviour, and that by separating them, that may mean that UK podcast content is underrepresented in these figures. CBS News has published a news poll claiming a significant increase in US audiences listening to podcasts. A third of those polled listens to a podcast at least once a week. The iHeartRadio Podcast Awards took place on Friday night. The winners are posted on the official website. Video clips available on Twitter. Podcast of the Year went to Slow Burn. PodCon ran over the weekend in Seattle in Washington. We'll carry reports from the event later this week, once people have written some. Squadcast, a service that offers remote interviews for podcasters, has officially launched. It offers separate track recordings with no drift, a progressive uploader, and an interview scheduling function. Stitcher has announced new and returning shows, including a new Marvel Wolverine podcast, a new show Josie and Johnny Are Having a Baby With You, a comedy and parenting podcast with Josie Long and Johnny Donahue. Apple have released a set of online video adverts for the new iPad, including how to make a podcast on one. The ad highlights the controversial Anchor app. Charlotte Locke, launch director of BBC Sounds, is interviewed on the latest episode of the BBC's Fortunately podcast, explaining the exclusivity strategy for that podcast. Lots of discussions about how it's an experiment, and noting that BBC Sounds requires audiences to sign in before listening and that they get data about listeners as a result. Well, if you're wondering, registered users tell the BBC their name, gender, age, and postcode, which in the UK is narrow enough to refer to a group of buildings or a street. We presume it also includes data of every BBC News article that listeners have read online. If not, you'd kind of expect it to. And here's, from the podcast, Charlotte Locke explaining exactly what information they have on their listeners.
The data that we look at is really at a headline level. You know, we're a public service, we've got a responsibility to serve all audiences, and it's important that the content that we commission and produce and put on our platforms really has got something for all licensed payers, and that's why we look at it. So we do know what the age profile of our audience is, the regions that they listen from.
So we hope that's all clear. The Australian Podcast Awards is looking for public votes for their popular vote category. Voting is free and easy. There's a link in our show notes and in the newsletter. How do you listen to a podcast? CBS Sunday, a remarkably pedestrian US television show. Show people, complete with an awkward joke at the end. You'll find YouTube in our newsletter. You might have spotted that we don't list listicles anymore in there. One of the reasons why is hit upon by Rebel Base Media's Jessica Kupferman, who says in an opinion piece today that top 10 lists are harming the podcast industry. And there are three big podcast launches today. You'll find those in the show notes and in our newsletter, which is at podnews.net.